Delusions run strong on this podcast. Rish Outfield has them. I have them. Our guests have them. If you listen long enough, you will have delusions too. The Journey Into podcast is proud to present This Journey Into a Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away. A Journey Into Star Wars, featuring numerous delusions of grandeur.
I'm out of it. For a little while, everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
Hello there, and welcome to this latest edition of Delusions of Grandeur, where we talk about Star Wars. My name is Marshall Latham, and I am on my own today. I've been wanting to put together a little question and answer session with my kids regarding Star Wars. And, at first I had, big plans for lots of questions and in-depth review of their feelings about Star Wars and different things. But then I thought, well, I'll just start off light and just ask a few questions and see what they had to say. And I thought, you know what, it'd be kind of fun to expand this and ask other people that I know, other podcasters and whoever, to interview their kids and ask them the same questions and kind of put it together in a compilation. And that was a great idea, but unfortunately, it is summertime, things are busy, people are doing things with their families, so I was only able to interview my kids for the most part, but I also did get some feedback from Gino Moretto, where he interviewed his son about Star Wars. And I was just going to just ask the question and then have the kids have a montage of the kids answering those questions. But it's a little different with Gino's son because he hasn't seen the movies. He's only seen the cartoons, the Clone Wars and the Rebels. And so those questions were a little bit different. And I just really enjoyed listening to Gino talk to his son. And so I'm pretty much going to play that in its entirety. So first you'll hear me ask the question. And my kids weren't very verbose. They were pretty succinct in their answers, and we were kind of doing it as we were traveling, so it was kind of a fun experience, but the answers are pretty short, but it was fun to hear their opinions, and hopefully you'll enjoy this. It's not a very long episode, so maybe that's a good thing too, just keep it short. And after we're all done with that, I have an announcement to make, so we'll get to that as well. So here you go, we'll start off with me asking the questions of my children. Oh, and I guess just in regards to my own kids, I asked them to come up with their own Star Wars-esque names to introduce themselves. So I'll throw that in there as well. Question number one. What is your favorite Star Wars movie?
My name is Ahsoka Skywalker. My favorite movie is The Phantom Menace, which is the first Star Wars movie. I like it because it has some mystery, and I like when Darth Maul gets killed.
Hello, my name is Yoda the Hutt, and my favorite Star Wars movie is Star Wars Attack of the Clones Episode 2. And why I like that movie is because in that movie you get to see a lot of the Jedi in action compared to just a few of them.
Hi, my name is Count Vetris. My favorite Star Wars movie is Episode 2 Attack of the Clones. I really like that movie because of all the Jedis are in there, mainly because of Obi-Wan.
My name is Anakin the Hutt. I like Return of the Jedi because Luke looks cool, and I like his green lightsaber and black suit.
Question number two. Who is your favorite character from Star Wars?
Luke. My favorite character is Luke.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is my favorite character in all the movies. I just like how it starts out when he's younger, and then he eventually starts training Anakin, and then they fight each other, and so I just like that.
My favorite character is Padme. I like Padme because I like what she looks like, and I like her children.
My favorite character in all the Star Wars movies is probably R2-D2, because he always seems to know what to do, and if he doesn't, he is just plain ridiculous.
And question number three. If you could fly any of the ships of Star Wars, or I guess I could extend that to any other types of vehicles in Star Wars, what would those be?
Any ship that I would fly in the Star Wars movies is the TIE Interceptor. I just like the TIE Interceptor because it has three wing thingies and it shoots really well.
I would fly an X-Wing.
If I could fly any of the ships, I would probably fly an A-Wing because it's small, fast, and large amounts of firepower.
If I could fly one of the ships, it would be a Star Destroyer.
So there you go. Those are my kids' responses. Like I said, it's pretty short, but that was kind of fun. And now, Gino Moretto talking to his son about Star Wars and what he likes.
Okay, Angelo, you haven't seen any of the films yet of Star Wars, have you?
Yes, I have not.
The usual answer to that is no, but that's all right. But you have seen Rebels, and you have seen some of the Clone Wars, correct?
Yes, that is some sort of cartoon of Rebels.
That's right. Now, here's a question for you. Which do you like more? Do you like Rebels more, or do you like the Clone Wars more?
I think I'll go for both. Yeah, that's a great question, is it?
Okay, I know you like them both, but which one do you like more? Is there one that you like more?
Rebels.
You like Rebels more?
Yep.
Why do you like Rebels more?
Well, because there's all sorts of cool things that I like.
Yeah. What are some of the cool things that you like?
Oh, there are some Inquisitors and...
Oh, the Inquisitor, yeah.
And there's Ezra, who's a little boy that has been trained.
Mm. Well, he's been trained, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, Rebels more than Clone Wars. But you like the Clone Wars, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's the second question. Who is your favorite Star Wars character?
I am Inquisitor and Lord Vader.
Can you tell me why you really like the Inquisitor?
Because he's a really good guy for hunting down, and he's a really good guy against the rebels, and he's really helpful for the Empire.
So you like him as a bad guy? Okay, cool. And why do you like Lord Vader?
Because he is much better than Inquisitors, and he is fully trained. He doesn't have a double lightsaber like the Inquisitor, but he's pretty good at fighting.
Okay, great. Here's the third question. If you could drive or you could fly any vehicle in Star Wars, so that's any transportation device, all right, which one would you like to drive or fly? Only one now, just the one. Which one?
Okay, I think maybe I tie Defender, because that one is It's got some shield, and it's a really good ship.
Okay, so a TIE Defender.
Yes.
Where have you seen or heard of TIE Defenders before?
Well, I haven't seen one, but I know what they look like.
Okay, they're a ship in X-Wing, the game we play. So TIE Defender, if there was a vehicle or a ship in say, Rebels or the Clone Wars, something that you've seen on, which one would it be?
Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon? That hasn't turned up in Rebels yet, has it?
Oh,
that's a, well, that's okay. You can like to drive the Millennium Falcon. That's
yeah. We just have that.
Oh yeah,
we just have that.
We have that in X-Wing.
Yeah.
Why do you like the Millennium Falcon?
Because it's a bit bigger and a bit stronger, and it has a lot more shields. It has 5 shields. Well, maybe 4. I guess I can't remember.
No, I think it might have 5 shields.
Okay, let's continue. So, it's very slow, but it's really good at fighting.
Why do you say it's slow?
Oh, because it's a bit big.
It's a big ship, but yeah, it's supposed to be the fastest ship in the galaxy.
Oh, yeah, well.
But you don't know that yet. You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it in the films yet, have you?
Yeah.
No, that's cool. All right. No other ones?
Yeah.
And here's me thinking you'd say TIE Advance.
A TIE Advance.
I thought that was your favourite.
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite as well.
Okay, all right. So, first place, TIE Defender. Second place, Millennium Falcon. Third place, TIE Advance.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye, Rish. Bye-bye, Marshall.
So there you go. There's Gino Moretto and his son talking about Star Wars. Hey, and good job on picking the Millennium Falcon. I couldn't believe none of my kids picked that they would like to fly the Millennium Falcon. Of course, the Millennium Falcon, that's the best ship out there. But anyway, they had their own opinions, so I didn't edit anything or try to influence anything they said. So I guess now on to this announcement. It's not a big thing, but it's something that I've been thinking of for a long time. And it's nothing new to podcasting. It's something a lot of podcasts have done for many, many years before I even started. But I've decided to add a voicemail line that any listener can call in and ask questions or make comments about the show. It could be about Delusions of Grandeur and Star Wars. Or it could be just feedback on episodes. Or if you just have questions, general questions about the show or whatever. I guess my only disclaimer in this is that if you do leave a voicemail, you're essentially giving me permission to put your voice on the internet. I don't know if I'm going to play every voicemail that I have. But it's a good chance that if you leave a voicemail, it'll show up here on the podcast. So just be aware of that if you do want to ask me a question, you can always leave a comment on the forums, which is at journeyinto.freeforums.org, or you can send me an email at journeyintopodcast@gmail.com. But now I'm adding this voicemail line, and I think it'll lead to a lot of good things for the podcast. It could essentially generate entire episodes of feedback. When I talked to Rish about it, he was excited that we'd have this audience participation in Delusions of Grandeur, talking about Star Wars, talking about the episodes. We can ask you questions and get your feedback and, put together episodes based on what we hear on the voicemail line. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll open up the communications, be more interactive for everybody. But I think it'll be fun to get your feedback through voicemail. So, drum roll, please. If you'd like to leave a voicemail for the podcast, you can call 77J-Into-107. So again, I feel like I'm on an infomercial. So once again, you can call 77, the letter J, into That's JINTO107. If you're somebody that likes just to have the numbers, that would be 775-4686-107. Or simply 77JN2107 here on The Delusions of Grandeur. And again, this is for all of the Journey Into podcasts, whether it's, you know, regular Journey Into episodes or the Journey Into History or Delusions of Grandeur. And I guess maybe since Delusions of Grandeur is a little bit different where it's both Rish and I talking, maybe you could just specify that your voicemail is for Delusions of Grandeur. But it's the same number for both. And it's all one big podcast now, right? So there you go. Have fun. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to getting back together with Rish and coming out with another episode for you. But until then, I guess, may the Force be with you.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This means you can share it with anyone, but do not change it or sell it. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
I like the movie Star Wars 6 because Anakin, I mean...
What's the name of Star Wars 6?
I don't know.
What? There's Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and... What's the name of 6?
Return of the Jedi.
Isn't it? Aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Dad said a weird thing just then, didn't he? Dad will probably try and edit that out in post.
The end.
And that's all for today, folks.
Have a nice day. Bye.